call to creative action. Seeking your calling is a process of discovery that continues throughout your life, informed by your questions, your conflicts, and your deepest dreams. It's the journey known by many names, from Homer's Odyssey to the pilgrimage in Dante's Divine Comedy, the quests of the Knights of the Round Table, the vision quests of Native Americans, and the path of the Chinese sage Lao Tzu. Abraham Maslow called it self-actualization. Joseph Campbell knew it as the hero's journey. It's the dynamic voyage of self-discovery central to the Renaissance. And it is our journey, yours and mine, as we seek to live with greater joy and purpose in our challenging world today. If you've been feeling a sense of anxiety, restlessness, discontent with the way things are, it's a summons from your deepest self, a sign that you're poised on the edge of possibility, ready to change, to begin the journey to become more fully, more creatively yourself. In the Renaissance, people knew a powerful secret, that creative discontent is the first stage in an archetypal journey of renewal that leads to your deepest self. A sense of engagement, empowerment, and meaning as you embrace your calling in life. With all the violent upheaval, the cascading challenges and changes in our world today, we could be on the edge of another Renaissance. But right now, there's one vital difference. One missing element. Renaissance men and women saw themselves as creative agents, not passive, helpless victims of fate. Their philosophers proclaimed the human power to discover, choose, and create. Shakespeare's plays linked characters' fates with their choices, and Francis Bacon wrote that knowledge is power. As you know, Renaissance means rebirth, a rebirth of faith in our potential, a belief that what we do matters. For cultures, as for individuals, when we reach out with courage to follow our hearts, to express our deepest ideals, our lives blossom into new possibilities. Right now, this is our call to action. Our creative challenge today. To help you meet this challenge, here are some principles from my book, Your Personal Renaissance. Remember that you are here to discover your creative gifts and use them to fulfill your destiny and begin healing the world around you. That there's a part of you that is forever young, playful, curious, and true, and that part will lead you to your calling. That your daily choices make a difference. They shape your life and inform the world. And remember that you're not alone. That all over the world, creative men and women are joining in spirit to create a new world of possibilities for ourselves and one another. So I invite you now to embrace your gifts, to dare to live your deepest dreams, and join this creative companionship right here, right now.